Mr. Howard?
Yes.
We have a request from a gentleman here that has a health issue. He's on the agenda for being over his flight path, but he has to be somewhere for the medical issue in the very near future. If possible, we can listen to him.
We can take that right now. Who's handling that for me on staff?
Mr. Chairman.
Thank you for hearing me.
You just hold on one second, and
you'll have to go up to the podium.
Wait one second. Mr. Griffin will be up here. Sorry, gentlemen. Yeah, we'll go ahead and move on.
Do you want to take him in order? Mr. Chairman, can I just take him in order? Or you want to move his first?
This gentleman has to be somewhere.
I'm a dialysis.
What's the name?
And I do need a change. Well, in Williamsburg, it's got to be that.
We'll take you first.
Thank you very much.
Okay, your name, sir?
Benjamin Lindsay, L-I-N-D-S-A-Y.
Okay. Briefly to the commission, in your eval packet, it's a description of the strike pass regulation in the overage matrix, which is on pages 13 through 15 of the regulation. We did provide you the regulation from the previous year because these overages occurred during the previous year. We did change that matrix instead of it being percentage based to a poundage based for 2010, but we are still working off last year's percentage based matrix. Just to jump in, the blue sheet you just received are pages referring to each one of the cases. Mr. Lindsay is on page 21 as a service letter. His compliance summary is on page 22 of the blue paper. The recommendation from staff involving Mr. Lindsay's quota overage is a deduction of the overage from his 2010 quota amount. The eval was incorrect. There is a new eval in your packet. It did ask for a deduction of from 2011, but we are going to make the recommendation to try to do the deduction from the 2010 amount if there is still some to be taken.
So your recommendation again
is a deduction of his overage. On page 6 of the blue paper is the overage overview, and for that, Mr. Lindsay, he is second to last there. Some of this information is confidential, so I'm not. He is 2.2% over his quota.
Okay. Mr. Lynch, do you have anything that you'd like to say?
I apologize. I thought I had 184 pounds. That's what I found. Two tickets. I did not.
Mr. Lynch, if you come over here, that way they'll get you on the speaker.
I apologize. I've been over. I thought I had 184 pounds, but I found two tickets in my records that I did not turn in. I'm guilty.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Good. What's your recommendation?
Deduction of the overage. This is a second offense in the matrix, so it would be a deduction.
Who takes that recommendation?
Second. All in favor, see if I'm
unanimous. Who's second?
Mr. Lindsay, Steve Mike Johnson. He'll take care of it.
Thank you all very much.
Who's second?
Ernie Sefford. I'll shake
my hand.
Why don't you go ahead while you're up here and
take them in order.
Through all of the.
I'm going to take them and go back in order. Make quick work of this. Mr. Rage Whiteford. This is going to be his first offense. However, he had an overage in 2009 that was 8.8% of his quota, which does qualify for a deduction of that amount from this year's quota. Mr. Twyford should be here.
Why would you come forward? And what's your recommendation?
Deduction of the overage.
Do you have any comments?
No, sir. I was just misunderstood about the amount I had. I thought I had 693 pounds. I thought I was 5 pounds over. I mean, 5 pounds under. But you come to find out I only had 588 pounds. So that's where it comes from.
Your recommendation? That's the commission's recommendation.
Second.
Second. Mr. Baden and Mr. Schick, second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstained, unanimous.
Mr. Hundley, if you could see Mike Johnson in the office, the glass door, he's going to get you squared away also. The next case is Mr. Gene Hundley. Mr. Chairman, that's on pages 10 and 11 of the blue pages. Also included, there's a medical note for him not to appear today from a doctor. He's had some medical conditions that made it unavailable for this meeting. Staff's recommendation is a deduction of the overage, which was 8.1% of his quota for last year.
Heard the recommendation.
Move to adopt staff recommendation.
Thank you for the Mr. Robbins, second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, unanimous.
Next case, Mr. David Walker, who is present. Service letters on page 12. Compliance and summons summary is on pages 13 and 14 of the blue pages. This is a second offense. He was over quota last year by 2%. But again, this is a second offense that does call for deduction by regulation.
Mr. Walker, you have any comments?
No, sir.
You've heard the recommendation?
Move to staff recommendation.
Mr. Baden,
second.
And Mr. Schick, second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Unanimous.
Yeah, deal with Mike. Thank you.
Thanks.
Mr. Paul Summers. Pages 15 through 18, he also has provided a personal letter for failure to appear today. I believe Mr. Summers is actually tugging. It is in your packet. But same recommendation. This is a second offense, recommending the deduction of the overage.
Who takes that recommendation?
Mr. Schick, motion. Is there a second? Second, Mr. Baden. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstaining, unanimous.
Millard Bryant also is not here. He has provided a personal letter for failure to appear on page 20. Second offense for an overage of 2.5% for 2009. Again, recommend deduction from his 2010.
Move to accept staff's recommendation.
Mr. Robbins, motion. Mr. Tankard, second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Abstaining, unanimous.
Bar handle, Mr. Lindsay. Last one is Mr. Stanley Jester. Mr. Jester's items on blue pages are 23 and 24. And again, this is a second offense, a 3.2% overage from 2009. We are recommending the deduction.
Jester, you have any comments?
Just one thing. Does the commission realize that these percentages, I've only six fish off in 2 years. So I was only allowed 500 some pounds, and I was three fish over, and I can't throw them away. And I can't lie to each one of my supposed to do. So I'm sorry.
Put you in a predicament.
The percentage is misleading. I mean, if I was allowed 5,000 pounds, 2% would be a lot. But when I'm only allowed 5,000 pounds, that's only three fish.
I
understand. You understand? Thank you.
Thank you.
Move to accept staff's recommendation.
Mr. Robbins, motion. Mr. Tanker, second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Thus the point made on the changes to the matrix for 2010. That is all the cases on striped bass that I have.